And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the head coach of West Fork Girls Basketball, Rodney Huber, as the Warhawks get ready for the start of their 2025-2026 season. Practices officially get underway coming up on Monday. And, Coach, how the offseason has gone here for this Warhawks team coming off a regional final appearance here this past season?
Yeah, things have gone good. Had a good offseason. Excited to get back at it here.
What the balance looked like during the offseason for them to get a basketball in hand and still be able to put in that work in the gym?
Yeah, we did open gyms twice a week in weight room. That's kind of a staple. The girls do some shooting stuff on their own when they can. We attended the Iowa Central camp, which is always really good. And then we were going to go to the Werber camp, but our softball team made it to the state tournament. So that was, we had to forego that. So we didn't quite as much game experience as what I would have liked over the summer. But, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. And I don't think it really will hold us back. Obviously, we'll do some scrimmages and stuff preseason here. So that'll help us a little bit too. So I thought it was productive. You know, the girls were in, we had good numbers for open gym. And that's really important, I think, to kind of, you know, gain some chemistry and get some live reps. So all that was good. And I think the girls are excited and ready to get after it.
In a tight-knit sports program at West Fork, where you have a lot of members of your basketball team that are playing other sports during the year, how you've seen that help team chemistry as they're spending a lot of time with one another during the school year?
You know, I think team building is always important for every program and all that. But I think, it definitely makes things a little bit easier because they all know each other. The freshmen even know the seniors. You don't have to worry so much about those grades mixing quite as much. You do still have to create some chemistry, you know, between players on the floor because it is a different sport. There's familiarity, and, you know, I see them in the school building now too. So there's familiarity there too, and I know all the faces and names and all that stuff, and I've already developed some relationships with the kids. So, it makes things a lot easier. We can kind of hit the ground running.
This team had a big graduating class last year. Some of the leaders you have seen really step up and lead during the offseason that you hope translates here to the basketball season.
Yeah, I mean, we lost eight seniors last year, and obviously, you know, a couple of really good ones that had played for a couple of years for us, and lost a big senior class year before that and even the year before that. So we've had a lot of new faces. There's a lot of new faces on this team here. A couple that had played last year in our district finals team, the three that really come to mind that were in the rotation last year would be Briley Dickman, Evie Heights, Susan, and Zeta Huff. Those three have game experience. Zeta as a freshman got some really important experience. You know, she was in our rotation for the district final, and I thought played pretty well, especially for a freshman in that environment. So that was cool for her to experience that. And then, Maya Marzen's another one that was on the roster last year. Didn't play a lot of varsity minutes for us, but I expect that she'll be in the mix for us and be very important for us. But I think the two big leaders for me that I really want to step forward and I think have would be Briley Dickman and Abby Heitzers. And I think those two will kind of go as they go, and I'm looking for them to have a great season.
What the first couple weeks of practice look like for your team, what you'd like to accomplish to get ready for the start of this season?
You know, the roster, like we just talked about, is different. We don't have as much experience. We have those four back, and then we have a lot of young girls, a lot of freshmen, sophomores that, are going to have to play. They're going to have to step up and get some game experience, and they're going to have to be in the mix, and we're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to play through some mistakes and things like that. So really in practice, I've really transitioned to more of a game-based approach in practices. We do a lot less blocked fundamental type of things, and we really try to teach through playing the game in different aspects. And so that first day will be a lot of putting them in situations and working, you know, breaking that will break down our half court defense, our full court defense, our transition offense, our half court offense, and then seeing, you know, kind of where the gaps are in skill that we can plan for the next day or during the week to try to get them, you know, brushed up on some of the things that we need them to be able to do. But until I see some of what they can do in a game situation and kind of in live when the bullets are flying and they have to make reads and things like that, it can be hard to plan what they need. So we're really going to kind of that first day sink or swim a little bit, explain our scheme and put them in situations where they have to make decisions and let them fail and then try to correct it. And that's kind of how we teach and what we've had success with. So we're not really going to move away from our approach just because we're different and we're younger. We're going to kind of do what we've done. It's been successful for us. So I think that's kind of the thought process there.
What you would say the rally message for this Warhawks girls basketball team will be here for 25-26?
Well, I think that's something we're going to have to figure out. Every team has to figure out their identity. The last few years, we've been, you know, very aggressive. We've pressed on almost every possession. We've tried to run and play fast. This team isn't big. It's, you know, we're short, but we're very fast. It actually might be my fastest group that I've had, especially when Talia Pomeran gets back from injury. She's got a little foot thing that she had to have surgery on, but she'll be back at some point. And so we have a lot of team speed. You know, Daisy Huff's a freshman that's coming in. She's very quick. And then our returners are undersized, but they're quick and they can play aggressive defense. So really, I think the identity and the way the style of play that we've kind of hung our hat on the last few years will probably translate with this group, but it's going to look a little different. We maybe don't have quite the depth, that, at least early on, that we've had in years past. So we're going to have to figure that out and figure out how much we can press and you know, what our rotation is going to look like and things. But I do think one thing early on that we can maybe hang our hat on is we're a very good outside shooting team. So I expect us to shoot a lot of three-pointers, maybe even, you know, be very high in the state for attempts. That's a strength of ours, and we're going to play to it. And so that could be a little bit of an offensive identity that we go to.
Final thoughts, Coach, as Warhawk girls basketball is back and finally get a chance to be able to get back in the gym as a team and start to build towards this season starting on Monday with the first week of practices.
Yeah, just really excited to get back at it. Every team is unique. Every year is unique. And you know, sometimes you wonder, okay, are things going to get stale? Are you going to get bored of this? You know, and that's just never the case. It's always fun to kind of put the pieces together and figure out what your team does well, and you know what I need to do as a coach to put them in, you know, to make them successful. So, just really excited to get in the gym and see this team in action.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us here on our first Coach's Corner for basketball season. Best of luck to you and the Warhawks as you get practices underway.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.